The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is asking North Slope residents to be on the lookout for walrus hauling out on shore. At this time last year, as many as 6,000 walrus crowded along Alaska's Chukchi Sea coast when they ran out of ice to forage from. Joe Garlick Miller is a walrus biologist with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service in Anchorage. He says the sea ice this year has lingered around longer, but there isn't much left.
So there's a lot of open water conditions there. Projections are that, you know, it may be very similar to the 2007 ice minima that occurred last fall. And we still have a few weeks until the end of the melt season before things start turning around. So we're keeping our eye on that.
There haven't been any reports of large walrus haulouts on the North Slope so far. Garlick Miller says there's still probably enough scattered ice floes for the animals to feed from, but he says if walrus do come to shore, they need plenty of space.
When they come to shore, they're usually quite tired. They don't generally swim indefinitely out in the ocean. They have to come haul out either on ice or, in some cases, on land to rest so they can replenish their energy to go out and feed again. And we're just asking for people's help and cooperation in letting them get the rest they need and try to give wide berth to any of the haulouts that may form.
Garlick Miller is also asking pilots and mariners to be respectful of any haulouts they encounter. Female walrus spend their summers in the Chukchi Sea.